humans are perfect imperfections. AI could possibly take away perfect imperfections. I'm wearing black because I'm trying to dress like one of them anonymous dudes that be hacking computers and shit. Like, I'm trying to, cause we about to discuss something possibly very serious. AI, artificial intelligence. There's a lot going on out there with AI, and I'm an optimistic person, so, but I also look at what's really going on, and I don't just toss that to the side because it's something that's very real. Artificial intelligence is either gonna destroy everything or turn this place into a utopia. And the layers of both of those things that I just presented to you, there's layers under those things. Creativity, somebody being creative, like coming up with something with their mind, would literally be non-existent. It would just be like a fad. Like, oh, he's a hippie. Oh, he wants to think on his own. Oh my God. Why doesn't he use the computer to think? Like, this is like real. I mean, I read something today that they about to regulate. They regulating things with the AI. So we'll see what happens. But if AI, if artificial intelligence was to run amok this entire time, like the entire time, just doing what it want, absorbing all the information that it want, all the creativity that it want. Musicians, I'm a musician. Musicians are under duress. Writers are under duress. Video editors are under duress. Painters are under duress. Artists are under duress. Rappers are under duress. Speakers are under duress. AI could take your voice and say what it want with it. It might not even be you. It could just use your voice and say what it want. It's crazy out here. But my point is, if somebody can't use their brain to solve something, if they can't use their mind to solve something, it's gonna make people depressed. You ain't gonna have no purpose. You're not gonna have a purpose. A man with no purpose is nothing. We're depressed. We don't have a use. We gotta be useful. As you can see, the times that we're living in now, testosterone is at an all-time low. There's 9 million videos that say talk about testosterone going at its all-time low. Because we got all this stuff going on in the food. We got, you know, people watching things on certain websites that they're not supposed to be watching, using up all they sperm, putting it on a rag, throwing it away. There's testosterone in that. Testosterone is at an all-time low. The men ain't men no more. I don't want to get into this subject, but because it's so redundant. It's all over social media. It's everywhere. It's literally everywhere, all over the place. You can't find a video that doesn't talk about relationship, men and women, gender wars, all this stuff. But my point is, AI is going to take away your purpose. It's going to take away your purpose. This is the dark side of AI. Your creativity will no longer be creativity. It will just be who's the best at using their fingers to type on this keyboard, to type in this machine to help them find the answer. That's what it's going to amount to. I spent 8, 9, 10 years producing, making beats. Guess what? That's about to go away. the people that use the machine, they might not even know how to make beats for real. But the person that knows how to make beats and then adds to the AI can make even better beats. But what beats the feeling of creating something from nothing? What beats that feeling? You worked hard. You got to this point. Everything is all good. You got the W. Your testosterone jumps. Your endorphins jump. All those fluids in your brain that make you feel like you accomplished something, all those go up. It's like, oh my God, I feel so good. I accomplished this. Wow, I won this Grammy. I put in so much work. I made this beat. People love it. I actually took the time to find the sounds. And then this machine comes out of nowhere, takes that all away. You thought the microwave era was before? Oh, you about to see a real microwave era. Without purpose, what are you? Without use, what are you? If you're not useful to someone or somebody or even to yourself, why is there a point of even living? That's the darker side of AI. Now, the utopian side of AI. Let's go to the utopian side where it could actually better the planet. AI could solve cancer. AI could probably find a cure for cancer in 10 minutes. But guess what? In the idealistic world that I'm talking about, that would be true. But there are people that want to use that information and sell it. So that's not going to happen. But that is a possibility. AI could solve cancer. These chips that they want to put in our heads, I'm just only talking about the utopian version. The chips that they want in our heads, or we could put in our heads, could probably cure anxiety. You might be paralyzed. It'll cure that. It'll cure your spine injury. It'll cure your brain tumor. It'll cure your, a bunch of things. It'll just cure. It'll take care of it. You put a chip in your head, the machine does a couple things. Damn, I'm no longer anxious no more. I always thought perfection was boring. Something that's just perfect in every single way, there's not a flaw in it. Something that without a flaw has no character. Like the locks on my head, they beautiful, but they flawed. But so it's a perfect imperfection. Humans are perfect imperfections. AI could possibly take away perfect imperfections. Imagine everything being perfect. How boring this shit would be.
Shit, all I gotta do is press this little button. This AI gonna, I could jump that high too. I could write this level of poetry too. I could talk to that girl. I could talk to that girl the way he talked to her. Maybe I could do it even better because of this AI. Nobody would actually be sitting down learning things anymore. Everybody will be sitting down typing into this computer and telling them what to do and how to get to that point. How to achieve that with just one answer. Just one system. Put it in, it gives you the answer, you do it. It happens just like that.
Every time when I work out and go to the gym and I see gains, there's something in my body. The other day I did leg day. I hit the leg press and I was bugging on the leg press. I actually went up on weight on the leg press. When I finished them sets, I was in pain, but I felt absolutely amazing. Ain't nothing put me under that leg press to hit that. It was all motivation. It was all me getting up, brushing my teeth, swishing my mouth with mouthwash, washing my face, putting on my workout gear. It's 7 in the morning, putting on my workout gear. Today in my calendar, it says workout day. I put that up there. Damn, we got to do legs today. Bet. Drive to the gym. Get on the treadmill. Finish the treadmill. Before doing all that, I stretch. Then I do squats. I hit the squat machine. That was a monster. I went up in weight. Then I hit the leg press. Felt crazy on the leg press, but I felt so amazing. The testosterone in my legs released. This is all the process. This is all the beautiful art of the process. The art of the process of doing things is literally in danger because of AI. Even if this country does become a utopia, if this thing is not regulated, nobody would have an actual purpose. Everybody would just be existing while AI is just running things. AI would literally become everybody's god in a short span of time. You know which generation is the most important generation? There's no generation that's more important. Whatever the generation is that I'm in, I was born in 1991. So if you see this, hopefully you could tell me what generation I'm in, because I don't know none of these baby boomers, Gen Z, Gen A, I don't know all that. But the people that was right in between, where they did not have cell phones, then they had cell phones, where they did not have social media, then they had social media, where they did not have Tinder, they had to go outside and talk to a chick, to where they have Tinder. The people, the middle child, the people that seen it all happen, they seen it before and then seen the transition. After we leave, this country would really be in danger. We are the last anchor to what it was like to live actual reality. One day, reality itself would be in question. Like, wow, is anything real? Does anything deprive from hard work anymore? Sheesh. But that's the last part of my video, man. I just want y'all to think about AI. Think about how you're gonna use artificial intelligence. I want you to wrap your mind around this thing, because things are gonna change heavily. It's either gonna be an exciting time or a very depressing time. Adolf out.